In the name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Two weeks ago, on the first Sunday in Lent, I preached about the various temptations that we encounter time and again in our lives and how to give them over to God, to not be afraid of them. And on that Sunday, I mentioned that Lent is kind of like a time for like a spiritual tune-up, the best time of the year, like we do in our cars. So how's your Lent going? We're about 40% through. Next Sunday, we'll be at 50%. Don't forget, if you've taken on something or given up something, that you can have a break today. There's Sundays in Lent, not of Lent, right? So Father Wayne had given up happy hours, but he can have that tonight, or if he did it last night on the Jewish model, starting at sundown. So today we hear the story of the fig tree, and I have a slide here of a beautiful stained glass window. The story is of second chances, third chances, fourth chances, all the chances we need with a loving God. The gardener in this parable is God, who gives us many chances. So think of a time in your life, maybe now or in the past, when you've been given another chance, or another, or another, or another. What the chances are to produce that fruit in our life. So what is that fruit for you? I also invite you to reflect on a time in your life when you've been when the gardener has saved you, when God has saved you, either by God himself, herself, or via the Spirit, through a person or an event in your life. When have you been the fig tree? In addition, when have you been the gardener? The one who extends life to the fig tree, the one who extends grace. I know parents do that a lot, right? So I have a next slide, which is in the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. Has anyone been to that museum in Amsterdam? Do you recognize this painting? Now, how do you think this slide is indicative of the church? You see that committee of six discussing the tree? A committee, right? Does it really need to take a whole committee to discuss that tree? So during Lent, I receive a daily email in my inbox from Episcopal Relief and Development, which is our domestic and foreign relief agency. Does anyone receive those from ERD? Okay. Then did you read Saturdays? Did you read Saturday back there? So this yesterday, on the 22nd, the reflection was saying that the word obedience comes from the Latin root obedar, which means listen to. But the word was also commonly used to pay attention to. And paying attention is what Lent is about, as we go deeper and deeper into that, right? So when the wisdom from Scripture, from the saints or the desert mothers and fathers, calls us to obey, we're being challenged to listen and to pay attention. And of course, the concept of discipline has more than one meaning, right? Some hear discipline and think of self-control, our diet, maybe our exercise routine or fasting practices. Others think of it as punishment, often physical, which is unfortunately how many monastics most frequently misused the term in the 13th century. So when we live in a community, this is a community, right? Your church community, whether it's church or home or school or your bridge group or your you know, wine night group or whatever, or in neighborhoods. We choose to listen and pay attention to each other in those groups, right? And in our own hearts. Doing that instead of physically or emotionally or mentally or spiritually punishing ourselves, to use the second definition of discipline. Paying attention to the other, paying attention to self, requires humility, right? An important focus during Lent. This Lent, what I'd like us to think about is to pause, listen with your heart, pay deep attention when we're tempted to chastise or punish ourselves or others. We're our greatest critic, aren't we? When I was at Harvard Divinity School in 1995 to 99, I had a friend who was in the next building over, the science building. His name is Greg, and he was doing a second postdoc. So he had a PhD in molecular biology, and he was doing a second postdoc at Harvard. And we became friends, and sometimes he'd say, I should do this, I should do that, I should do this, I should do that. It was constant, and I was like, Greg, either do it or don't do it. Don't beat yourself up because you didn't do it. There's nothing wrong with saying, I should do this. You know, we've got plans and stuff. But what he was doing, this is not very nice, but he was shoulding all over himself. Do you understand? Either do it or don't, but don't beat yourself up. Sometimes we criticize ourselves more and more and more and more, and yet God is like, don't beat yourself up. You're human. We're human. We make mistakes. We have God's grace. Let's give some grace to ourselves. Let's give some grace to those around us. So perhaps this Lent, instead of giving up chocolate or wine or whatever you've done, give up self-criticism. Or maybe give up harsh judgment of those who annoy you. Right? And instead, listen with the ears of your heart to what is underneath these things that we are prone to discipline. So let each of us have the discipline of the gardener or God to extend life, to extend grace to the fig tree. Right? Landowner wants to cut it down. But we're the fig tree. Thank God for that, right? Thank God for the gardener. Thank God for God. But we're also the gardener in this parable. So where can we begin to listen more during this time of depth and punish or criticize less? And how might that change our relationship with ourselves, with our neighbor, and ultimately with God? Amen.